Well, good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. Top of this Saturday morning, this Valentine's Day to you and yours. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We're live here every Saturday morning on WCCO, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. This is a local real estate show. We're live here down at WCCO Saturday mornings, 10 to 11. Again, the show is hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank, Scott Wolmering, and I'm Ryan O'Neill with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Our dear friend, Mr. Scott, is sick today. Scott, we hope you get better soon, get some rest, and hope you are back to 100% health soon. But today in studio, excited to have my good friend, a wonderful guy, Mr. Steve Groen with AJ Albert. Steve, thanks for being here, bud.
Yay. So happy. Best part of my whole month. I love it.
We're going to have fun today.
We are.
We are going to have a little fun today.
Should we start off with the question of the day?
Question? What do you got for me, Steve? Question of the day.
You can compete in the Winter Olympics in anything you could do anything. What would be your sport? What would you do and why?
Ooh, good. Very good question. I have to tell you, I probably would pick the downhill skiing. I am just amazed at Josh and I were talking here before the show, just with a lot of the drone footage of the Olympics and how fast they ski. It's amazing seeing 70, 80, 90 miles an hour down the hill. I don't know. To me, it's incredible. How fast they're going, knowing the path. It's something that would interest me. How about you? I'll turn it on you.
Well, first of all, the Olympics in of themselves are just so enjoyable to watch and be a part of. These people spend their whole lives trained to achieve greatness, and all these countries have their little specialties, cross-country skiing or whatever. Me personally, what I admire are the people that go down the moguls. I mean, I don't know how you get down. Like, if I were doing that.
With the knees, you mean?
Yeah. If I tried to do moguls, it'd be like, well, Steve died. You know, he got past the first little bump, and then he hit his head. Like, I don't know how you get down that, and it's so fast. And we did have a gold medalist, who is it? Elizabeth Lemley,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
That was a gold medalist. Like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty amazing. Amazing to watch. It's been fun to watch. And again, first in this first segment, we'll hit a mortgage update for you from Luminate Bank. Essentially, interest rates are kind of the low sixes, Steve. They're in the low sixes. Been very similar the prior week. Again, the Freddie Mac weekly average was 6.11. This week it was 6.09. So they're still in the low sixes is essentially, you know, where you're looking at for 30-year rates. And then from a real estate standpoint, new listings, new homes for sale in the Twin Cities are down over 16%. This is comparing to the same week last year at this time. So there were 886 new listings that came on the market. Pending sales down 15%, 591 pendings. And then the overall inventory still pretty flat. 7,477 homes for sale in the Twin Cities metro area. Still very, very historically low.
Why is that?
Again, a lot of reasons. You know, there's a lot of folks that, you know, that bought during the COVID time period that have super low interest rates, that the rates haven't come down to a spot where they feel like they can justify the move and maybe the additional expense with prices having risen. I mean,
is the average age of the homeowner in Minnesota going up? Because at some point the trend has to change.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. Median sales price. I mean, again, you know, last year I looked at our team, the Minnesota real estate team. We've got agents kind of all over Minnesota, Western Wisconsin. Looking at our total transactions and total volume, it was over 400, low 400,000s. And again, we work with everybody. You know, we work with any and all types of customers. And so I think what's happening, again, and that's, you know, we've talked a little bit about it, Steve, it's just hard for a first-time home buyer right now. And I think what's happening, there's so many people that have a good amount of equity that are not moving. And so as a result, you know, we've got historically low inventory. You're thinking.
Well, I'm thinking, why hasn't my mom's condo in Edina sold yet?
Yeah.
We put it on the market in July, and I don't know. But we had listed at 140, dropped it to 135. No one was looking at it. We dropped it to 125, relisted it, and we still aren't having people walk through. Now, granted, there's some things. It's not a perfect sort of condo. The laundry's not in the condo, and I think that's a point of contention. But still.
Yeah, some of the challenges
themselves just aren't really moving that well overall, are they?
Yeah, I mean, the condo and townhome market, when you're selling a condo and townhome, you got a few, you know, different variables. You've got the HOA. What is the HOA fee? How is the HOA managed? How does that compare to other price point units? There's a lot of the insurance stuff that we talked about the last couple years with insurance items. Definitely condos and townhomes are selling. It's important, though, to look really closely at comparable sales. I know we're up against our first break. We can talk a little bit more about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, that HOA piece is the other one, Steve, that is a big variable for condos and townhomes when selling. But we've got Steve Groen in studio today. Mike Overson, Luminate Bank. Again, they're a local company, local bank. A wonderful company. Be sure to check out Mike and his team. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. Hope your Saturday is going well. Happy Valentine's Day to all this February 14th. And before we dive back in, each week we like to do a minute of hope by the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. And I wanted to share a story about a wonderful local company, Dave and Diane. Dave and Diane are going through an incredibly difficult time right now. Diane spent months in the hospital after a brain hemorrhage and now has been approved for hospice care while her dear husband, Dave, is undergoing his second round of cancer treatment. When their needs changed, we, the O'Neill Foundation of Hope, stepped in preparing their home for live-in support, got some new carpeting, replaced a failed water heater to ensure they could remain safe and comfortable. Because of your continued generous support, together we collectively can respond when families need us most. To nominate anyone going through a difficult time and or learn more about our mission, visit O'NeillHope.org. We continue to do our best to change the world one person, one family at a time. Again, O'NeillHope.org. Thank you all for your continued support. Steve, you've been a big supporter over the years. Thanks for all you've done, friend. And every time I hang out with you again, we were just talking CrossFit, you make me feel like I need to work out a little bit between you and Scott. I got to start doing something.
Well, you look like you're in shape, though. And you play the piano every day.
I don't know if that counts, but we could try. See, Scott will give you a run for your money, though. There's no doubt about that, right?
Yeah, he gains weight and then loses it and competes in mini bodybuilder.
Yeah, his little bodybuilding stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. He is had a question. A question come in just saying, are home prices still rising? In the Twin Cities, I would say the short answer to that is yes, they are rising because, again, we've got historically low inventory. Lots of our fellow friends at all the different real estate brokerages in town, you get lots of messages from them saying, hey, I got a buyer, pre-approved buyer, Steve, 500 grand in Plymouth. I can't find anything for him. Do you have any properties at all? And so that demand... You know, that demand is continuing to push prices up. Still, there's a lot of folks that aren't moving, though. Again, a lot of people with a low interest rate, different reasons, other reasons that people are not moving. But the short answer is prices are rising. It's creating a little bit of an affordability issue for a lot of our young folks. Trying to buy a first home, difficult time, Steve.
Certainly, and you start doing the math and compare it to rent, And you look around, there's all these rent complexes going up. Everywhere you look, they're building them.
Yeah, there is. There is actually a lot of new. I was driving through the Edina the other day, and a couple just new monster complexes. It looked, I mean, again, they looked very nice, very sort of high end. And so, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, again, I was talking to a friend of mine who is a first time home buyer, and she said, well, what do I have to do to buy a house? And I said, you know, you can look at an FHA loan. A lot of a first-time homebuyer looks at an FHA, which is 3% of the purchase price. So if you're buying a, whatever, a 380 median sales price, $400,000 house, you need 12 grand. So you need $12,000 saved. And then again, the ability to find those properties that you know, 450 and under price range, when stuff goes on the market, if it's priced well, priced accordingly, it's moving pretty quickly, and we're starting to see multiple offers, Steve.
So for an FHA, it costs 3%, but then what's your interest rate now?
Well, from an interest rate standpoint, it's going to be a little different than a conventional standpoint. You know, generally, I mean, it's similar, I would say. You know, it's a similar range, but from a first-time home buyer, a lot of people will look at FHA. Some look at a duplex. A good little strategy is maybe you say, I'm going to buy a duplex, rent out half of it, and then the other half, you know, you're living in. That's what I did as a young person. I bought a duplex that was able to live almost zero cost, you know, through that rent you're collecting. Hard part about that, they're hard to find. They're hard to find.
So you've had this show for how many years now?
Over 20. Scott and I have been doing it over 20 years.
So 20 times 50, that's 1,000 shows like this. That's pretty impressive. I think you have quite a few followers who are investors in real estate. But let's say someone wants to start investing. What advice do you give them? Where do you start? Because you're an investor, right?
Yeah.
Where do you start?
My biggest advice is, you know, at some point, the key variable to being a real estate investor is to buy something. And I know that sounds like, hello, but here's the issue. As investors, what happens is a lot of times when you, when a person maybe is more sophisticated, intelligent, numbers oriented, the natural thing to do is to really hyper-analyze to a point that often can cause inaction. And so I've met some of the smartest people in the world who want to invest in real estate and never pull the trigger. And I've met some people that not a negative, but on an IQ standpoint, they're nowhere near, but they're willing to take the risk and take action.
They're getting it done.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Steve. You know this as a business owner. There's never a perfect property. And I think that's the hard thing, is that we want like that diamond in the rough. And I think if you're going to make money as a real estate investor, give yourself some time. Call yourself in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years after you've bought it, and you will be thanking yourself, especially in this market, current market.
And I think, like in life, we learn best through our failures and difficult times. And so even no matter what you buy, you're going to learn. You got to start somewhere. Right?
It's hard. I mean, it is hard. Part of it is just, again, being willing to take that risk. The other quick thing I would say to your point, Steve, is work with somebody who has some local knowledge. You know, when I was starting in the business, everybody kind of looked at me and they said, hey, you seem like a good guy, but wow, are you young? It's the common feeling I'd get. I'd do open houses and stuff. People say, hey, yeah, you know, you seem great, but gosh, you're young. So I thought, well, you know what? I bought a couple rental properties. Why don't I start to work with other investors? And so, you know, starting to work with helping other people find properties, rent properties, that was really all of my business the first 4 or 5 years. So I think my other point for people looking to do it is find a good agent. Find somebody. And again, you know, we're very broker friendly on the show. You know, it could be with any of the companies. Find someone you like, you trust, that has market knowledge, that knows what they're doing. That is critical to you. It's just like anything. It's just like AJ Albert. It's just like saying, hey, look, you know, why would I call you guys? Why would I call? And by the way, you've got a special going on. Be sure to tell folks.
That I do. Yeah, so AJ Albert's Wire Conditioning and Plumbing. We get guys just like you have agents. They're meeting with the homeowner. I think some homeowners must look at some of my younger plumbers and go, wow, I'm listening to you. What are you, 23 years old? But these, I'm going to call them kids. They're not kids. They're adults. But they know their stuff. They've been obsessed with this for years, and they know what they're talking about and know what they're doing. And a big part of our business is water conditioning. So technically, the company is based in Woodbury, but we do the 7 county, and we're licensed in Wisconsin. We're licensed in Minneapolis and St. Paul. But we just, every day, we're installing water softeners, carbon filters, RO systems. And I'm constantly having conversations with people about their health. Everyone wants great health, right? We want great brains as we get older. None of us want dementia. And so we have to be careful what we eat, what we breathe, and what we drink. And drinking is a big deal for the water in our homes. If you look at city water, much of the water here in Minnesota should probably have a water softener to take out the hardness. Even on city water or river water in like Minneapolis, water softener is definitely beneficial. And along with that would be like a carbon filter to take out the chlorine. So you're taking a shower, you breathe that chlorine, you know, you can smell it. That's going in your lungs, you're absorbing it. Well, the carbon filter is just like a Brita filter on your fridge, but for your whole home. So it allows you to, you know, bathe and be in clean water. And then beyond that, RO systems to take out the remaining stuff in the water. So that's what we do. But the special,
yeah.
To the special.
What do you got?
We're open right now. If you call till noon today, okay, and then this is over. And it's only for people listening to the show. You book a call. You book an appointment for a plumbing or wire softener work. We will waive our normal $89 travel charge.
Very nice.
But you got to call by noon. Got to call today. Don't call Monday.
AJ Alberts. Give us the number here, too.
Good point.
Yes.
AJAlberts.com. AJ Alberts Plumbing is the name of our company. And the phone number, if you don't want to look it up, 651-738. Got to wait for people to grab their pen, right?
Yep.
738-0580.
AJ Alberts. We're going to continue the discussion with Steve Groen. I just got a nice text that came in. I said I want to give a huge shout-out to Ryan Beardsley on the Minnesota real estate team. Despite my position not being the strongest, he got my closing costs paid and the closing date I wanted, all on a VA loan. Thank you for referring me to him. Thank you for listening to our show. And even more importantly, thank you for your service to our country. God bless you. All of our dear veterans, we need to do more for them. We need to thank them more, and especially that VA loan. Again, that VA loan is just every time Mike's on, he talks about that VA loan. Wonderful product out there. Be sure as a veteran that you are exploring that if you're looking to buy a home. But again, thanks for the nice comment. Shout out to Ryan Beardsley and the Minnesota Real Estate Team. Appreciate you listening. We're at the halfway point. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you listening. You're always welcome to interrupt us at any point. 612-294-6949. We are live every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 11. Like to feature some of our team's listings every Saturday. Crystal Vetter, outstanding agent on our team. She has one in Vadnais Heights, 276 Twin Lake Trail, for $424,900. It's a 3-bed, 3-bath. It's a single family home in a cul-de-sac. It's got new updated hickory flooring, kitchen countertops, appliances, all remodeled baths, an above ground pool. Nice. close to both downtowns and the airport. It's close to Vadnais Lake, parks, hiking, and trails. Be sure to check that one out, 276 Twin Lake Trail, for $424.9. Miss Laura Antolik, she's got one in Savage, 4208 West 124th Street in Savage. This is a two-bed, two-bath, end-unit townhome, $225,000. It's got a lot of updates. LVP, new carpet, kitchen, has stainless steel appliances, granite countertops. You've got that large primary walk-in closet, custom shelving, an updated bathroom with new vanity and countertop, a nice deck, walk out to the lower level patio, and it is also a very nice close location to parks, restaurants, shopping. 428 West 124th Street in Savage for $225,000. And then one last one here for right now. Laura Antolik has one in Hopkins. This is right on Main Street. It is also a townhome, 1948 Main Street, for $375,000. It's got a new kitchen in 2021, white cabinets, soft closed drawers, GE cafe appliances, the tile backsplash, quartz countertops. You got a nice open floor plan, lots of light, windows, hardwood floors throughout, and the lower level currently used as a third bedroom and flexible for a second family room. Got new lighting, neutral paint, move-in ready, and lots of additional storage. Check that one out, to 1948 Main Street in Hopkins for $375,000. It is a beautifully updated townhome. Some nice listings. Every week, again, we like to touch on those listings here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We welcome you joining us, 612-294-6949. And, again, a happy Valentine's Day to all. Steve? Happy Valentine's Day to you there, buddy.
You too. What are you doing tonight for your lovely lady? What are you guys up to?
Happy Valentine's Day. You know what? We are probably going to go grab a little bite to eat. I would think, as I think about all the restaurants tonight, people probably had to book like 2 weeks in advance. You're going to Crave, is that right?
I am, and if my lovely lady is listening to this, you just destroyed the surprise.
Good
one.
Thank you, Ryan.
Way to go. But after that, we are going to head out and watch a cover band and do some dancing. So
yes.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, especially as well to my dear mother. I saw Mom this week. Mom, a happy Valentine's Day. My mother-in-law, Sue, my sister Mary, sister-in-law, to all the gals, especially today, happy Valentine's Day, right? We need to show them a little more love.
A little bit of an aside, but my mom passed away on February 12th a year ago, and she always was sending cards out. So she did mail out all of her Valentine's Day cards to the grandkids and myself, and I got it on Valentine's Day. It was beautiful, handwritten. She always put effort in that, and so a little bit higher Valentine's Day. I miss her. I miss the cards. But
yeah, I'm sorry about your mom. I'm sorry about your mom. Do you think you are like more your mom or your dad?
In the way of cards, I would say both of them are really good with cards. I'd say I'm 50%.
Oh. Hold on 1 second. We got a caller, caller and a text. We'll come right back to that, right, if that's okay. Josh, you got something
just
for us, bud?
Just a text.
Yeah.
Listener texting in, could you please address whether, and I'm speaking as someone who has no idea what this is, whether FinCEN/BOI reporting has been revived. I heard from a realtor that there are filing requirements for real estate purchases by buyers other than humans, such as entities, including trusts. Is this true? Apparently, the new filing requirements take effect late March of 2026.
Well, good question. Looking at this, it says that in March of 2025, FinCEN issued a major rule change. U.S. created companies are now exempt from BOI reporting. And it says applies to domestic entities formed in any state, including Minnesota. And it says the Minnesota Secretary of State confirms the same. All entities created in the United States are now exempt. That's from the Secretary of State's website. And then the translation for a Minnesota business owner, it says, if your company was formed in Minnesota or any U.S. state, owned by U.S. persons, not a foreign entity, there is no BOI filing required right now. How do you like that, Josh?
It's pretty good.
Incredible.
That so yeah, very, very good question. But Steve, yes, sorry about your dear mother. Sorry about your dear mom. I would think it's especially a hard time right now. But we're thinking of you, man. We're sending you lots of love.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And you're not going to Crave tonight. You're actually going to Denny's. So I kind of overdid it. You're kind of more my style of guy, Denny's or Perkins. Perkins.
Red Lobster.
Or Red Lobster. That was a treat.
Might want to check that claw out.
Yeah, the Red Lobster. That was a treat. Those little muffins, the bread that would always come with.
Yeah,
oh,
easy.
Boy. Hey, go ahead.
I got a question for you. So prior to the show starting, we were talking about ChatGPT. How is AI and ChatGPT changing the real estate sort of business? Like, how do you use it? How are people using those services to find your search? Like, how are you using it?
Yeah, ChatGPT is, and again, there's different companies. If you don't know anything about AI, you know, there's a variety of different platforms. You've got Copilot, which is owned by Microsoft. You've got ChatGPT. You've got Grok. I mean, there's a variety of them. Essentially, it's like Ford, Chevy, Dodge. Same type of thing. But, you know, it can be used in a variety of different ways. As a real estate agent or real estate broker, I know many agents that will use it for additional help from a valuation standpoint. Maybe a customer reaches out, like about your mom's condo in Edina. You go to ChatGPT and you enter in different prompts. Hey, what gives? I've had this thing on the market. Here are the details. Da 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 da. What do I need to do? Where should this be priced at? So I'd say pricing is a big thing. A lot of agents, scripting, you can use it. You can talk into it. So you could say, you know, I want to practice my scripting. I get a phone call from someone who's looking to be a real estate investor. How do I talk through that? So you could use it scripting for all of your different, you know, your customer service people. You could use it. I mean, there's so much functionality.
Hey, I'm going to be on the Ryan O'Neill radio show. What are great topics to go through?
There you go. Same type of thing. You could just pull it up. And it's, so it is a very interesting tool. I find that I use it certainly daily with all different types of things. Now, some people will say, look, the data isn't always accurate. And you know, of course, confirming, you know, a lot of times when it will spit out the answer, so to speak, or what you're looking for, it will have links where then you can go reference, for example, where that data is coming from. So last quick thing on this, Steve, and we could talk hours on it, is right now when you go look for a plumbing company, you may go to Google and say, I need a top plumbing company with great reviews. That's why you guys come up. Well, people are doing that with ChatGPT as well. And so the different AI platforms. So learning how to have a presence on AI is important too.
Yeah, I'm very involved with marketing and always improving the website performance and all that sort of thing. Yeah, it is very interesting how it's changing the landscape and how people are searching and finding information. Is there any concern from you from an agent standpoint that AI or ChatGPT will start to take some sort of, I don't know, control or importance, or they'll be less involved, or they lose some traction with customers? Or is there any concern there at all?
Yeah, I mean, obviously from an employment standpoint, there's the talk is a lot of industry, maybe downsizing, efficiencies, different thing as business owners. You know, the one thing I'm convinced of with the real estate agent broker world over 25 years of doing this is a strong human element, a strong agent, broker, makes a critical difference in every transaction, buying or selling. And I don't see that going away.
I think
AI is going to help and is helping with a lot of efficiencies. I encourage agents on our team. We do training on it. Hey, how to use it? How from an efficiency standpoint? It's just another tool. It's another tool. But hey, we're already up against our final break. Again, AJ Alberts, they've got that special going on today. No $89 service fee if you call what number?
651-738-0580. It's ajalberts.com for any plumbing work, quotes, water softeners, water heaters, remodels, boilers. We do a lot of boilers, drains, complete repipes, new gas lines.
Okay.
We do a lot of gas lines.
All kinds of stuff. This is our final break at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Josh Wheeler helping us out in studio today. We'll be back after the break. Hey, welcome back to our final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you tuning in. Got to touch on just a couple last listings. Paul Dokauer has one for $360. It is 77 acres of prime hunting and recreation land. Cool. Again, 4030 North Road. The property itself was remodeled in 2022. It's close proximity to town and the freeway. It's got it's a two-bed, one-bath, meticulously maintained. It's got three food plots plus a private duck blind on its own private land. Very cool. And then Miss Angie Oster on the Minnesota real estate team has one. This one's coming soon. Showings are going to start tomorrow. And this one is in Burnsville, 15716 Maple Island Court in Burnsville. $359.9. It is school district 194, the Lakeville School District. It's a twin home. Has private wooded backyard, three bed, four bath, beautifully updated, and a quick close is possible. And we've got one last one. Amanda Anderson has one in Elko New Market, 1405 Overlook Court for $549. This has got newer carpet, new carpet, refinished hardwood floors, great value in the Elko New Market area, five-bed, four-bath with an office, downstairs entertaining area with a bar and perfect spot for movies or game day. It's in a quiet cul-de-sac, new furnace, generously sized deck, perfect spot for hot tub, summer barbecue, 1405 Overlook Court in Elko New Market. And then our last one here, Miss Jamie Novak, has got one in Chaska, 3863 Founders Path for $699.9. It is an open concept. It's got a main level with chef's kitchen, private dry bath, butler's pantry. Right off the kitchen, there's dual maintenance-free decks. Cool. Large flat fenced-in yard, and then four bedrooms plus a huge bonus room upstairs. Five-piece owner's bath with soaking tub. 3863 Founders Path in Chaska, $699.9. Jamie Novak. Some great properties. Again, we got Steve Groen in studio. Steve, anything else we should know about AJ Alberts?
AJ Alberts Plumbing. Couple things. We're not a big company. Family owned, I own it. We just have 10 plumbers. We just do really good work. I don't have any salesmen. They're all plumbers, four master plumbers, and then we can pretty much do anything. So, for example, Monday at a Home Depot location, we've ripped apart the bathroom. We'll install four wall-hung toilets and sinks. It's a remodel. We'll knock that thing out in 2 days. We can go into a home in St. Paul and repipe everything, change out the galvanized and lead pipes to, you know, normal wire lines and new gas lines. And then from that to basic service. And obviously, we're installing new water softeners every day, new carbon filters every day. So we do free water testing as part of our service calls. And we just do exceptional work because my mission is repeat and referral business. You're a realtor listening to this, it's the same game. We're all in the same game. You have to have really satisfied, happy customers so much that they use you again in 5 or 10 years. And they send all your friends and neighbors to you. And you only do that by being exceptional and above everyone else they're talking to in the world, which is hard to do. There is no substitute for world-class service, no substitute. So that's what we do from the time we answer the phone till we run the call. We make it easy for them. So there's no complaints. They're happy. They give us a Google review. You know, you talk about using AI. I don't use AI to write my Google responses. I personally write them all myself.
Mm.
Doesn't hurt that my undergrad's in English with the writing emphasis.
But, whoa, there we go.
Yeah.
Just like Scott Wolmering.
But I respond to every single one of them personally, and if they're not happy, we will make them happy. So it's all part of the formula to running a great business like you do.
Yeah, no, it is. We have referred a number of people to AJ Alberts Plumbing. A number of agents on the team have had different projects. Steve, again, it says a lot about you and how you run your business. Again, you've got 10 plumbers. Great people. That's what makes your organization, I would say.
We got a phone call the other day from, well, it was right after a home inspection. They needed plumbing work done the next day at noon, and they're calling it at 4 p.m. We're there. We knock out all the work. It took us about 2 hours, and they're closing 30 minutes later. So we can react and do things quickly. AJ Alberts Plumbing, whether you're in Wisconsin, the metro area, Minneapolis, St. Paul, again, boilers, do a pile of boilers, drains, and gas lines, and then all the normal, basically anything that touches water.
So if
you're in a house, hey, does it touch water? Yep, we do that. Disposals, sump pumps, whatever.
What would you say to a young person who's thinking of becoming a plumber?
Chop, chop, get going. It's a fantastic industry. Good money in it. We've had plenty of work all winter. Everyone's getting 40-plus hours. In fact, I got the other problem. No one wants overtime because they've got solid hours. And I don't force anyone. You know, if you only want to work 40 and whatever. So we have lifestyle. Just try to really take care of the guys, because there's no difference between guys and customers, right? You have to take care of your employees just like you take care of your customers. It's a symbiotic relationship.
One last thing, Steve. Again, you're just for listeners, until noon today, you're waiving, for anybody that needs services, you're waiving the $89 service charge.
Travel fee, yep. But you got to call by noon. Yeah. And this is not advertised anywhere at all. So
what's that number one last time?
651-738-0580.
Great work, Steve. We appreciate you. Enjoy your dinner tonight at Red Lobster.
Are you going to toboggan or bobsled, or what are we doing with the Winter Olympics here?
Winter Olympics.
What are you going to do?
We might hop in the bobsled.
Do you ice skate?
I do. I played a little hockey growing up. Good as my dear brother Thomas. Tom was a star hockey player. He was a defenseman and great. Great hockey player, my brother Tom was.
Maybe you can sneak down in Bloomington where they have that really, really tall ski jump, climb up to the top, and just give it a go.
Yeah, let's go for it. We'll go for it. Hey, it's been a fun show. Happy Valentine's Day to all. Again, please reach out if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, anything real estate related. We're here to be a resource for you. Our team is all over Minnesota and Western Wisconsin. And again, if you know anybody struggling, going through a difficult time, nominate them at o'neillhope.org. We appreciate your support. And a big thanks to Josh Wheeler. And again, Steve Groen, AJ Alberts Plumbing. Enjoy this day, everybody.